The Blues Society of the Ozarks was formed to keep blues music alive in our community through various missions, including their Blues in the Schools program. And the Society's biggest annual money-raising event every year is the Greater Ozarks Blues Festival. And Pat Warford from the Blues Society is here to talk about this year's Greater Ozarks Blues Festival, which at least is not this rather rainy week. A potentially rainy weekend, but next weekend, September 5th and 6th. And it'll be out at the American Legion Post 639 at 2660 South Scenic. That's around the bend south of Horton Smith Golf Course and Close Memorial Park out there. And those folks have been good friends of the Blues Society for quite a while. You've had lots of events out there over the years.
If it wasn't for the American Legion, there would not be a blues festival this year. In fact,
was it hard to get a venue?
Well, not so hard to get a venue, but we've lost money the last couple of years. And then if you don't have money for the infrastructure and the talent, you know, it's hard to put a festival together.
Right.
And in fact, we put this together in about 6 weeks because we had decided that we weren't going to do it because didn't figure it was very, you know, lucrative for us, and we didn't want to risk the money that we had left. And thanks to the American Legion, as well as all the local musicians that are donating their time this year, we're gonna have a festival.
And thanks to John Namath for coming back. He's been here a number of times, I guess.
Well, we did have him here last year, and
yeah.
A lot of people didn't get to see him, and he's an award-winning blues artist and well worth the $5 that it's going to cost you to get in.
See, that's the thing. It's a fundraising event, but you're not breaking people's banks to get in. This will be $5 admission.
Per day.
Mm-hmm. So $10 for the whole weekend.
And we've got 4 bands on Friday and 6 bands on Saturday, including John. And, you know, you can't get that much music and that much talent for that kind of money.
Well, let's see. The lineup on Friday, September 5th, entertainment starts at 5:30 p.m., including the Kentucky Gentlemen, J.D. and the Mudhounds featuring Tom Wittrock, the ABS Band, and Nathan Bryson, Loaded Dice. That's the lineup on Friday night.
Exactly. And all those guys are good. The Kentucky Gentlemen were our IBC solo duo winners. And those kids are just amazing. And not that the rest of the bands aren't, but here you can come and see them all for...
No, wait, were they the local
they
entry?
Were all, right.
Okay,
yeah.
for the International Blues Challenge.
Right.
For
the solo duo.
Excellent.
And then Saturday, our band winners are going to be...
Things get underway on Saturday, then September 6th at 1 p.m. with Riff Raff. Then Caps and Sterns, that'll be at
Caps
about
and Stems, yeah.
Caps and Stems at about 2 p.m. Power Glide around 3:30, Sister Lucille at 5:30, the Brenda Meyer Band about 7:20, and then headliner John Namath around 9 o'clock or so Saturday night. What can you tell me about some of those folks?
Well, Riff Raff and Caps and Stems have been around for quite some time. Actually, Power Glide has too. It's kind of a remake of, you know, Jim Coombs and the Recliners. And then, of course, Sister Lucille, there are IBC winners. And in fact, they were on television yesterday. But they're you know, a wonderful band, you know, with good vocals and a heck of a guitar player. And of course, then anybody who's seen Brendan and Burl play, and they're just such talent and such Brenda's got a voice of an angel. And then John will come on and
he'll blow the place
away. He'll blow the place apart.
He always does.
Right? Yeah.
Now, admission, again, is $5 for each day. That's $10 total if you go both days. And kids under 12 are admitted free with paid adult admission.
That's
and
true.
Tickets, are they available in advance or will they be available at the gate?
We're just doing it at the gate. We've got a few advance tickets if someone really wants it. But, it won't take us long to get people in there.
Well, this is, of course, we've said this is the big fundraiser annually for the Blues Society. I mentioned blues in the schools. What other kinds of things are funded by...
Well, obviously, like you said, Blues in the School and the everyday workings of the Blues Society. Those are really the Blues Festival and our Blues in the School and our International Blues Competition are our main things through the year. And that pretty much keeps us pretty busy.
But of course, the Blues Society doesn't just go away during the times when those things aren't going on.
Oh, no, 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 no. We meet every month. We've started meeting at the Post, and we've moved our meetings to Mondays, the second Monday of the month, and welcome anybody to come see us and join in. And that's what we'd really like to do is get everybody to join the Blues Society with, you know, their annual support. And then they'll be able to see what's going on every month in the blues world here in Springfield.
That includes getting the newsletter.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Now, you can, of course, get information about the Blues Society of the Ozarks at their website or on their Facebook page. There's also a dedicated web page for the Greater Ozarks Blues Festival itself. It's greaterozarksbluesfest.com. There's also a Facebook page for that.
Right. Right.
So, again, the Greater Ozarks Blues Festival for 2014 is next weekend, September 5th and 6th at American Legion Post 639 at 2660 South Scenic here in Springfield, starting at 5:30 p.m. Friday evening with the Kentucky Gentlemen, J.D. and the Mudhounds, the ABS Band, and Nathan Bryce and Loaded Dice. And then at 1 p.m. Saturday, September 6th, starting with Riff Raff, Caps and Stems, Powerglide, Sister Lucille, the Brenda Meyer Band, and headliner John Namath later on in the evening on Saturday. Admission is $10 for the whole weekend or $5 for each day. And again, you can go to greaterozarksbluesfest.com for complete information. Well, all right. Pat Warford from the Blues Society of the Ozarks. Anything we've left out that you think is important?
Well, I guess I'd just like to mention that this is truly a Greater Ozarks Blues Festival. This is our talent coming from our local folks as well as, you know, John's coming as well. But it's an opportunity to get to see all these folks all together. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a few jams, you know, kick out here and there.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. All right, Pat, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right.